Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda. Save at the Mazda stock clearance. 2019 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT ute. Now from only $37,490 drive away for ABN holders and primary producers. Conditions apply. Today on the show, so we're recording this on Monday just before midday in the west, so about 3 p.m. over in Melbourne and the east coast. Obviously, this situation's changing from hour to hour, so we're going to dive a little bit into where things sit now, how we're going to approach the season, the challenges being faced by former players, current players, fans, everyone. So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that. Leave a rating, leave a review, and let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined on this very strange morning by Xavier Ellis. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Very, very strange mornings. It's hard to not feel a bit depressed.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a weird
the uncertainty, the worry. You know, and I keep thinking, I reckon that people my age or a bit younger that I work with just don't get it. Yeah, it won't knock you over, but it might knock your bloody grandparents over.
Yeah.
Or it might knock me old man over who's got a blood cancer. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just so if it was just a bloody, what we got, plow on.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the ramifications of, you know, the extent of the damage that it's doing worldwide. It just gives you that churn in the gut.
Yeah, it's very, like, I live quite close to like a military training area.
Yes.
And they were out shooting the guns this morning.
You think, oh, were they?
You just started thinking, oh, it's just going to, I could just imagine this weird doomsday scenario. Not that that's where we're heading.
Have you seen America?
Yeah.
They're queuing up to buy guns. Jeez, they're mad.
Yeah, you can see in Spain and in Italy where it's full on lockdown. Mm. Yeah, there's people on the streets that if people are out and about, they need to have a good explanation for why they are. You know, obviously, they're trying to, everybody's doing their best to avoid that situation, but we have no idea.
Oh,
what the hell's going on?
Who knows?
Where are we going from here?
Who will know? As I'm updating Twitter as we go, just in case that something does break, because I believe that the captains and maybe the coaches have got a big...
I think it was meant to be a link-up with the entire player. Yeah, like, every player is allowed to dial into this meeting. So the latest we've heard is that they're going to do this survey to find out whether, you know, how comfortable they are and how comfortable they are with a bunch of the scenarios the AFL's put together.
What's your thoughts?
Well, as of the end of last week, AFL was dead set. We're going to play this season and we're going to bring in, if you contract the virus, you'll be whipped out and we'll whip in a state league player. We're going to get the 22 games plus finals. We're going to get it all done. The amount of different scenarios that you'd have to create to be able to get to that point is, so one of them is the mini draft, which Mark Duffield broke last week. So that would be expanding list sizes using what state top-up players, but then that has an effect on the league below you as well, who are already going to be struggling.
I think regardless, the leagues below aren't going to happen.
Yeah, I think
West Coast and Freo, for example, or they're not going to send 15 players to go mix with those that aren't in the professional organisation and mixing with the public every day.
Yep.
It's just not going to happen. So the state leagues are first to go.
Well, VFL's already been called. Waffle is probably going to be called today.
Yeah.
And I think the there's a bunch of Sandford practice games been locked down. I'm not sure. I hadn't seen the latest on that league. But this is, there's also talk they're going to squish
a few
as
games,
many games as they can. So I think with the number was...
6-4. Was it?
It was 5-3 last night, but I said, it literally changes by the hour.
Yeah. I can't see a problem with that, if possible.
If possible, you just...
Play with 5 days or whatever.
And I think that's part of the top-up thing, is trying to get enough players to be able to do that.
All said and done,
make it.
All said and done, players can play every 5 days.
Yeah, every
they
year, yeah.
It.
Yeah,
they can.
At the end of the day, it's going to completely change the narrative around five-day breaks going into the future, isn't it?
But even the, so what happens to Channel 7 if they play 17 games? Does Channel 7 go, right, you've only played 75% of the season, was $1 billion last time for 5 years, so $200 million, whatever. So maybe, do they go, you actually owe us $50 million? Does that happen?
Well, that's...
And does the flow on then equal to the players? Like, sorry, guys, your contracts are drawn up over a full season. You haven't played a full season.
Yeah, and the source of your income is this broadcast deal, and this broadcast deal isn't what we signed
up
on.
We're not fulfilling it.
Yeah.
Do they end up not getting paid?
Well, it'd be interesting to see. You'd probably go back, because no one can predict this kind of things,
but no.
You'd go back on all the deals cut by the AFLPA and everyone, because yeah. they'd want to make sure their wording was pretty spot on
yeah.
predicting a global pandemic, but, which it probably wasn't.
No, it wouldn't have been, but also I struggle with the part that this is going to cost the clubs millions. Yeah. Clubs are a business.
Yeah.
Just because you're a business doesn't give you a right just to make money every year. Do you know yeah. what I mean? Like, okay, you're going to have a shit year and it's going to kill you, but it doesn't mean that playing without crowds is going to hurt your bottom line, so let's not do it.
Yeah.
The general public sitting at home, and if we are quarantined and we're in lockdown, and if we can get the players through it without, you know, contracting coronavirus because they're private jets, they're locked down themselves, they're turning up playing, whatever. In the best case scenario, just because there's no crowds there doesn't give you, stiff bicky, you're not making money. But for the public sitting at home, 2 hours of footy might be the only good thing going on in their life at the moment.
And that's what this boils down to, isn't it? Like you need something. You especially need an escape around.
Well, it's like
this
Bradman
time.
And Farlap and that sort of stuff back in the day around the depression and all that sort of stuff. Like that was genuinely what put smiles on people's faces. And the basketball the other night watching the Cats play, it was empty and it was a bit unusual. And someone said today, I didn't like it. I said, well, you sit in your house for 14 days and see how much you like it. Do you know what I mean? Like the alternative is nothing. And if we can possibly get some footy, just try. Like, and I was talking to Shuey yesterday about it, and he said if we do play, some teams are going to do it really well,
yep,
and some teams aren't. And by the end of the season, they go, geez, we cocked up that 6 week block in 6 games in 4 weeks or 5 in 3. We absolutely buggered it. But some will go, got through that 5 and zip, had 6 weeks off.
Yep.
Then they kickstarted our season. We'd got the good teams out of the way somehow. Like we were ready to go. We got a little mini preseason done again or whatever it was. But if we can, and we're all just guessing. But if you nail this first patch, put out of mind there's no crowd, put out of mind you don't know what's going to happen. And who knows, you might only miss 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and you start your season, you're going gangbuster, and it might be the edge towards winning a premiership at the end of the year.
Well, Nat Fyfe kind of foreshadowed a lot of this on Captain's Day before it got really bad. Obviously, that morning, Sam Sutkowski had been
tested.
He said... during a press conference, I think he said, whoever this year's premier is going to be the team that handles this the best, the best. And that's exactly what it is.
And
that's
don't get me wrong, it's a curveball for interstate clubs because 5 in 3, it means more flights more often.
Yeah.
Whereas your Collingwoods or whatever. So they need to make sure that's reasonably fair and take into account that the short
flights. If
they can
fit in like the old NBA, like the NBA finals thing.
Do a road trip sort of thing. Absolutely. If they can really cater for the travellers to do, all right, we've got Sydney, GWS, tick them off. And then we might even pop down to Melbourne. It's a 10-day trip. And then you've got back-to-backs at home.
Well, you got a feel for the New Zealand Warriors in the NRL. So they came over, played round one and can't go home because then they couldn't play round
14
two.
14 days. But
so they're stuck in Kingscliff.
I think Peter Hicku, I think it was. I think his wife's right on the edge of...
Yeah, so he flew home.
Did he? Yeah, good. I thought when they said that there weren't... that he wasn't going to be flying
home. No, a couple of them flew
home.
That was
your phone, by the way, just
that
wasn't my phone.
That's
who
was
it?
It was Nick Taylor, our A-League and rugby writer.
All right. Well, he's a busy boy.
Yeah, there's a bit going on. A-League was called today. Global Rapid Rugby, the new one, started... And played one game and now they're off.
But have you noticed the sports that are trying to plough on?
The ones that need it?
The ones that got shit crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones that think NRL can't draw a crowd. Rugby union, I know it's been shut now because of the three countries involved, can never draw a crowd. A-League can't draw a crowd. Just keep ploughing on, but it's obviously...
Well, I mean, the AFL's trying to plough on as well.
No, but crowdless. They're happy to go crowdless. Few weeks, on the weekend, there was crowds popping up everywhere.
Yeah, that was a real strange one from the NRL when everybody, But I think you showed in all the press conferences too that they are on the breadline.
100%.
They can't afford
it. But how is it a strange one by the NRL? The Prime Minister of Australia was keeping the ban off so he could attend a game.
Yeah.
Really interesting times. I mean, they're going to get it, but when? When's it going to... Do you think we're going to play Thursday night?
I think we're going to play Thursday.
Do you?
As we sit here now, I think round one's going to go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah, of course. It's just a strange, strange world.
So you're sitting here thinking we don't play Thursday?
No, I don't reckon. So limit to 50 might come in. So it's a 500 now.
Yep.
How many people?
Oh, in it's that's two.
Two teams and
a coach
and a doctor.
Yeah.
So you got to think of those two things, that the rules around the world are starting to change from 500 to 50. They're looking at 5 in certain areas of the world. Like it's In the end, I think the decision will be taken out of their hands. But hopefully we can somehow avoid the absolute disaster.
Yeah, and I don't... It just... I
still we don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on. I can sit here and I still can't imagine going through it. We'd go through a year without footy.
No, but if you said to me, why would we be out a year without football? You'd think, oh, shit, something bad's happened to like a plane crash. Or yeah, that would be what I'd be thinking would be the reason why footy would be called off for a period.
Like a team went down or something.
Yeah, like the worst case scenario. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, we have a go at Scott Morrison the way he's handling it a little bit. But, I mean, cheers, China.
Yeah.
We're blaming the wrong people. It wasn't his fault. It was the morons over in bloody in China. Oh, the frustration now. It just kills me. It was okay until I realised footy might not be on the cards. I'm a casual worker and they're taking money out of my pocket and I don't earn. You know, it's going to kill me. And thank you.
Yeah, so you've got, we were talking before, there's like a, almost like an AFL player retirement superannuation thing.
Yeah, so it's I've got a meeting straight after this actually. So for those, it's like a retirement fund where I think it's 20,000 roughly each year in the league goes into an account. And if you're in there for a period of time where I think it might be over 8 years, you get a little bit when you first year out, just a tiny little slice of the pie. Then it sits in an account for 5 years and boils away. And then they drip feed it to you over like 15 years' time, over 15-year period. Yeah, so it's like it's virtually like a superannuation account for you as a footballer that you access 5 years later. So you're going to meet, and I don't even know where that's invested. So I got a meeting today to go, hey, mate, I'm due up. Start of next year. Let's rock and roll on where is it, what's happening, how much have I lost, what is it worth anything. It's interesting. And same with the players. And, of course, when you're in it, you don't care. It's going. Yeah. Like you don't have it, they just take it straight away. When you're right on the precipice of getting it,
you start.
And then, so there'd be about 3 years of ex-players who'll be looking at that fund going right. Not real sure how that's looking. Because Fraser McGuinness, for example, ex-West Coast mate of mine, he gets his in July, a portion of his in July. And he's ringing me for advice. So I'm thinking, mate, I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Like, no one knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Markets, world, anything.
So this... It's still very hard to talk about footy because...
You don't know what's... Who would you back?
Yeah. Well, who are you backing? Who... I think the travelling teams would, whatever happens, are going to struggle.
Yeah, you'd think so. Because everything at the moment is out of mind. It's even hard to do a podcast. Like, you're just constantly looking at the news to see what's...
Just to check that nothing's happened in the last 5 minutes.
We're sitting here going... congratulations, the season's over, we're all done. But, just 4 minutes ago, another 14 people in Victoria have been diagnosed with coronavirus. You think, goodness.
Yeah.
It's just going.
Scotty Pendlebury's in under isolation.
How many people would have colds this time of year, like a summery sort of cold coming
in? And he's got young kids. They're going to get crooked at some point.
Yeah, so it wouldn't surprise me if there was 4 or 5 players on each list. With a sniffle at each time. The whole way through the season. So
you just have to be whipped out.
It's just high alert now. Yeah, in the past, you just sit there, oh, Christ, I can't wait to get home.
Yeah.
Now you think, now they've obviously got to whack you in isolation and do the whole 1, 2, 3 days, whatever it is, to get your results back.
So who do you think? Do you have anyone off the top of your head who you think would handle?
Oh, Richmond. No, they're the good teams. Like,
yeah.
Someone asked me the other day, will it affect West Coast having no crowd? Obviously, they pretty... Yeah,
oh, yes, I did see you pop up.
This is a little bit unfair. A little bit. The headline won't get the rub of the green. Like, that was the fifth thing I said about how West Coast are just an experienced good team now. Their win-loss record, home and away these days, doesn't particularly matter. So the crowd more intimidates the opposition. And, you know, as I left, 95% of the people who say West Coast get the rub of the green can't be wrong when they've won 60 home game free kick counts in the last 70 games or whatever. And then that was the headline. So anyway, you live and learn. I copped a bit of grief.
I would have made that the headline as well.
Yeah, I know. But like, yeah, in the whole scheme of things, it was literally, you know, they said, would goal kicking be affected? And I was like, no, goal kicking might be affected for some, but it might be for Josh Kennedy and Lance Franklin, those guys who use... You know, things behind the goals that they aim at, blank empty chair might make it harder for them. And I also said, but there's just some shit kicks in the competition these days. Like, it's, I don't know.
Goalkeeping doesn't matter.
Yeah, just got to be a bit careful, I suppose, how it comes out of your mouth. If you you can't really pick up tone and sarcasm, can you? When you're being quoted.
So that sort of brings us to an interesting point, is that how do you cover footy if there's no footy? Because we're going into a situation here where people, if people are going to be stuck at home, what else are you going to do? Like
somehow, and there's much smarter people and more creative people than I am, but content needs to keep happening because I've checked my podcast about 4 or 5 times today already, thinking I want to listen to something non-coronavirus.
Yes.
But then it's irresponsible.
So
to
then we come on and do a podcast all about coronavirus.
But I mean, we can move on a bit. But you try and escape it for a little while, but then you're irresponsible if you are ignoring it completely, if that makes sense. You go back to the corona. But content has to be, and you've got to find ways to produce content. We spoke about a couple of things before.
I've got a couple of things.
Just like spitballing sort of things that you think, well, at least that is some sort of content. 1997 podcast, the greatest season of all time.
Stuff like that.
1993. Stuff like that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You don't need live content to be able to do something like that. I think smart people will find a way to fill the papers because, you're in charge of the West, the sport, which is obviously a major portion of the paper. Yeah. But if you're home or you're online, not many people probably will get the paper delivered because I don't know how it's going to work if you are in lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd check the online news 10 times a day probably.
Yeah, at least.
At least if you're home. So somehow, I mean, that's you and your people, but you need to generate some sort of content. And it doesn't need to be, so-and-so's in lockdown with COVID-19.
Yeah,
you get a bit worn out by that. But if you could find a way to relive moments or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm kind of even tossing between the idea of even in tomorrow, like we'll have one page on where everything sits, but then have a little message down the bottom, be like, this is the only page on the coronavirus stuff. Like, turn the page and it's as if we're back in footies on or whatever.
What's the cost? And I tweeted Hutchie last night because he wrote something. What would be the cost for NBL teams to be going empty?
Oh, massive.
Yeah.
When you see the amount that they spend, I mean, Wildcats are one of the best. They invest heavily in marketing for tickets because ticket sales.
Well, and they're just
such a huge thing.
It runs themselves. The Wildcats run itself these days, I reckon. Obviously, behind the scenes, there's so much more that goes into it. But they play, we pay. It's as simple as that because it's such a good environment. If you're not there, you feel like you're missing out.
Yeah.
On the show, and I was going Friday until it got cancelled. I was meeting a mate in the city for a couple of beers, and we're going to go in and have a look. Probably reflecting, I'm probably glad it was.
Took the decision
out of my hand a little bit because you just feel a bit irky. But, the cost, they are a club that's run really well. Sydney Kings have been inconsistently run really well, like in terms of their performance hasn't been great.
Yep.
It's just really strange to think that, would the owner of the Wildcats be going, love the championship, but I'm losing a lot of money.
Yeah, but, well, I don't think Jack Bendad should have been calling. He's fine. He'll be fine. But there's ramifications, and it's going to be. I think this is obviously going to be like a turning point year for a lot of sports.
We got to run your business
better.
For a lot of
clubs. Yeah,
It's a rude awakening and a really really hard way to find out.
And you do get an insight. Like I've seen a couple of clubs, and I'm not trying to dodge it here. I actually can't remember who it was off the top of my head, but came out and said that membership because people were asking questions about membership.
Yeah.
We pay membership, we don't get to go. What's going on? And they
Steve-O
said,
tweeted,
membership's an investment in your club. It's like, no, it's not. Membership's a seat.
Yeah, no, Steve-O in Melbourne tweeted that something like, how would we see it? Do we see it as a donation to your club? Yeah. That's the way I'd read it.
Non-seated memberships are maybe a donation to your club.
No. Nah.
But $600, $700 is a seat at every game.
It is. You get paid to play. And it's as harsh as it is on a footy club that. If you've sold a package, if I buy a pair of runners online and I just get the box and not the shoes, give me back my money.
Do you know what I mean?
Like it's not a sort of donation. People, especially footy or sport,
and people
in general,
now on the breadline who a lot of people like that's a big to get their seated membership for the year.
Yeah,
100%. Like that, it is a bit, and it's a decision every year that family has.
People
to make
pay cuts left, right, and centre to keep this, and you'd sit there and budget. And I'm sure we're going to do the similar things at our house just for the situation that we've sort of lobbed ourselves in. That, you're going to look and go, well, for me to keep this membership or whatever, I'm going to forego Saturday night beers with the boys every Saturday. Or I'm going to sacrifice coffees every morning. And they've done that. They choose that every year because they love live sport. They love footy. They love West Coast and Fremantle. And they'll do everything they can to get to the game. But it doesn't mean it's a free invest. It's not a loss. It's not a share. The share price hasn't gone down. You lose.
No, exactly.
Give me back the money. I can't believe it's even a conversation. And if you've got a rich person out there who goes, no, you can keep it. Great. Cool. That's great. That's a bonus. It ain't an expectation.
Send out a letter saying, look, you know, once you figure it out, this is the situation. Let us know if you want your money back.
Yep. So they,
because the people who treat it like an investment will then be like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah. Instead of playing 11 games, they play 7. You know, you've got $1,800 credit to your membership next year, or we can give it to you now. But
it comes back to that situation we're talking about, clubs who haven't handled their business properly over however many years. And we know that there's significant amounts of money come out of AFL House from other clubs to prop up like less profitable clubs. So, I mean, this could spit out, this is the Tasmania thing because someone has to go or whatever.
But, and it's not, you don't have, just because you're a footy club with a license and you're a business doesn't mean you have every right just to make money every year. And if you run an ordinary business, you're covered by someone. And you can't predict this stuff.
No.
But you can have a rainy day fund.
Yes.
And, you know, smart businesses, me, not smart businessman, doesn't have a rainy day fund and doesn't have jobs. So slight issues from my end. But I reckon footy clubs, in every year, it's the same clubs that get propped up every single year. And, we've got a low membership base. We'll find a bigger membership base. Do something creative. Do something to cover your ass. Because at the moment, sitting there going, we can't play because the clubs are going to battle. You shouldn't have to be sitting. We shouldn't have to sit out and watch because clubs are too worried about the way they've run their organisation over 100 years.
And the AFL has a significant futures fund.
Yes.
And this is going to come into play now. And it's not my worry because clubs are getting a big awakening across the league at the moment, but they're going to be that money is going to go to help those clubs who are not running their stuff well enough.
Yeah, and the investment post pandemic is going to be huge in the community.
Yeah.
If there's bugger all footy this year,
imagine
the overload the community's departments at the footy club. They will be out to the kids. They will be the players will be shot everywhere. But even I reckon when it does quieten down, and say they do say, we're still not playing for 8 weeks, or we're season's done. Mm. Those AFL players should be out on the streets in the country towns every week.
Driving up.
Just trying to keep.
So is that if they're in lockdown, maybe not.
No. But I mean, we're not always going to be in lockdown. A little bit like China now. They're out the other side of it, essentially. Yeah. But they're still not going to play AFL football at this period of time, are they?
Yeah.
So I reckon that if it ever does go, look, we're just too late into the season. We could, if the season was starting now, we could play, but we've only got 10 weeks left.
Yeah.
That's when the country kids have got to get their turn.
Yeah. That's one of the things we've considered is just writing up like country games that are going ahead.
Yeah.
As if it's an AFL game.
You could do that. Yeah. That'd be quite funny.
Yeah. I think there's been, we might look at doing something
full
like that.
Full page spread on like some country team's big win. Back page. Yeah. But that's the sort of stuff we're talking about. Ticks. Yeah, you preview it. You know, they've got big Humpty Dumpty at full forward. Yeah. He's kicked 80 goals this year. And then you review it. That sort of stuff. It's not what you want, but, I mean, you've got to find alternatives to get interest.
Exactly. We've got to keep people sated with footy content.
And who knows? They might actually start paying interest in country footy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there is an interest in country footy.
But there's not an investment. Not from you guys. I mean,
Well, we already have people out in all the regions.
It's just I love that
thing of tapping them.
I just think that they need. Well, they're disappearing for a reason, and I'm sure that the country footy clubs will miss out again if they do have to dig into their pockets to help out these clubs.
I can tell you what, the one game that I will always pump up's. I've just lost them. Cervantes.
Oh, the Cervantes
versus
boy.
Lancelin.
Mark Lecraland. I reckon he might play up there this year.
Oh, really?
Oh, actually, no. He's got a wrist injury.
Oh. Is that what happens anytime anyone asks him to play? Or is that just from the real?
No, I think he did have a serious wrist injury last year. Old Mark Lecra. Geez, he looks like he's having a good life on Instagram and socials.
Yeah, just like, I wonder how much he paid for that boat and how much
boat and jet ski. Boat, jet ski.
Fishing the whole time.
Boat, jet ski, sick house. He's got a life with a view.
Strolls down to Freo once a week and helps with the goal kicking.
Good looking lad. Yeah. He's got it all.
He's got the lot.
Jeez, I'm envious.
One of those beach shacks up in Savannah's probably.
Yeah, he's probably got the works. He would have the works, but geez, he was a very good footballer.
Yeah, kicked 12.
Mm.
Not many people kick 12.
Mm. Nah, I agree.
Who else is in that? Buddy 13,
Buddy
him
13.
12, in the past like couple of decades.
Lloyd.
Fev would have done it once or twice.
I don't reckon.
Brownie kicked 10.
I reckon 10s. Rewalt's kicked 10 a couple of times.
Yeah.
He kicked 10 on...
Ben Brown kicked 10.
Eric McKenzie one day.
Did he?
And then Mitch Brown got put on him, I think, and then the assault kept happening.
Yeah. Oh, that was a swap for a while, wasn't
at
it?
At the MCG.
I remember that derby where Pav went nuts on McKenzie and so they swung Brown on him and he just kept going nuts.
Yeah. Like not man, if someone's going nuts on Eric McKenzie, this probably wasn't a better answer.
No.
Like,
that continued a real trend of Pav punching Mitch Brown in the head as well somehow. I think it was like three games in a row or something.
Oh, Mitch Brown. Funny, quick story, Mitch Brown. He got stretchered off. In a derby playing against Fremantle, and he was doing a job on Hayden Ballantyne. Anyway, went down screaming, knee straight away. I'd already done an ACL before.
Yep.
I've done my knee at Subi. Stretch it off on the cart. There's photos of him waving goodbye to Subiaco. Never to play again. He's done. His knee's blown out. Waving. Thanks, West Coast. Thanks, crowd. Da da da. Anyway, gets in. Apparently, in the showers crying. His career's probably done. He's got a bloke in there with him, giving him a hug in the showers in his suit. Like, it was all happening. Anyway, went and had a scan. He missed 1 week with an ankle injury. It wasn't even his knee. And then, the poor bugger, he did actually do his knee the next year, round one. And he refused. He refused to get on the stretcher. He was like, in the back of his mind, he had me heckling him for 12 months about getting stretched off for an ankle injury. Oh, God, that was funny.
Oh, God. So what are we, okay, let's just pretend like the season's going ahead. What were you looking forward to this week? And what are you? Because it still could happen. It's going to be weird. We know crowds are going to feel like the under-18 championships.
Sounds silly. Yeah, it's like an inch club. It sounds silly. I'm looking forward to Richmond putting the spunk on Carlton.
Yep.
Just a little, like every year the teams get pumped up.
Yeah.
They're this, and this. I hope Richmond give them a whack early.
Yep.
So I don't have to listen to about how good their preseason's been.
I chucked Carlton into my wooden spoon just because...
Oh, yeah, Carl, I thought you were going to say that you kind of think they're going to knock off Richmond.
No, I don't think they're going to knock off Richmond. I don't think they're going to be any good at all.
No, either do I. So that...
Pains me because I like a lot of the players as individuals, but like collectively it doesn't work.
But, I mean, who's West Coast got down the bottom there? The D's?
Yeah, the D's.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. Are the D's hopeless still?
Yeah.
You know, away from home, round one, or will they get whacked? There's sort of... I think it's a good round of footy when you look at it. A lot of the games, there's a fair bit going on in it.
Gold Coast at home against Port, you're like...
Yeah, anything could happen. I mean, that's probably not the first game I would have
North
looked at.
Melbourne, well, it was the top of the list. So just on the screen that I landed on. It's not my... That's not my highlight.
I was like, mate, you haven't listened to 1-9, have you? Who GWS got?
Geelong.
Yeah, good game.
GWS. Adelaide, Sydney's probably going to be a fizzer.
But it's a fizzer, but you can't see that being a blowout. You know, no. Like they're all
even
reasonably
Friday,
close games.
Geez, Friday, that's probably game of the round. Dogs-Collingwood.
Dogs-Collingwood, Ripper, that sort of stuff. Yeah. It is a good round of footy, but can you imagine how pumped would be if the season was just kicking off? Like, confirmed, locked just in. I would have had my table at the Bowls Club pre-arranged, reserved. Like, it would have all been happening for us, but... It's hard, and as you've sort of said, that you know the clicks on content around footy at the moment.
People are dropping right off. They haven't been reading a lot of like just genuine footy stuff. Yeah, because no one knows.
You feel sick in the stomach that you're so looking forward to something you're missing out on.
I think that's kind of it. You're putting a bit of distance so you don't hurt yourself.
It's like when you're aiming at the blue light disco and you're 14 and you spotted the girl you got a crush on.
Yeah, I'm going to hurt myself too bad.
Yeah, my heart's going to break here. I ain't invested in that.
I can't even look.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a... I still find it funny that Richmond Carlton is still the season opener.
Yeah, I argue every year it should be the rematch of the grand final.
So we lost, AFL football lost a potential Canadian fan when we were living in Kalgoorlie. Me and a mate who were working at the Cal Miner out there. We had this Canadian guy come in and do a bit of work for us. Well, he was a backpacker.
Yeah, following through.
And we're like, mate, it's come around. We're trying to talk him into footy. We're like, let's go. Starting this
Bring
weekend.
Bring a six-pack.
Richmond Carlton. Ben Cousins, Chris Judd, like this was Cousins' first role for Richmond. Like, it's going to be elite.
It was an absolute
smacking. It was a stinker. After like 5 minutes, we were bored and we love footy.
Yeah, I know.
So we're out of here.
But then you suppose you get West Coast and Freo probably don't get any of their games because they're not over there. But then do you go, well, take Anzac Day off, you know, so-and-so. Like, they've made this their thing.
They've got it.
And I don't know if they deliberately made it or the AFL has made it their thing, but
it's
there.
Kevin Sheedy made a lot of things Essendon's thing.
Yeah, so that was, but Anzac Day. But, I mean,
round one game has become
a Richmond Carlton thing now where you're like, well, they've got it. Like, whoever's got the opportunity at Good Friday and should nail it. And they haven't nailed it yet because that could be another thing that you could do. Like
Good Friday footy, yeah.
I don't like it, but I think now it's beyond taking off. I think it's a thing.
Yeah, so you can't get rid of it? Nah. I suppose it's a Thursday. Given it's a Thursday, they still want the Friday one to be
better. Yeah, it's not prime time.
Yeah.
It's get home from work, and this is in the past, obviously, because we've mentioned, God knows what's happening.
Going to work.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things on a Friday, you race home from work, you're not building up to it, you put it on, you're eating dinner at the same time, you watch it, you go to bed, go to work the next day. Whereas the Friday is, yeah, let's catch up with some mates, let's sit and have some beers, let's watch the footy.
I actually kind of, as I mean, most people listen to this know that we're based in WA.
Yeah.
I almost, do you remember that there were days over here, oh, you probably weren't here then, but where before footy was live, was like guaranteed live everywhere, and you would go over your mate's house and have a bunch of beers and everything, and then you go home and then, you know, get into the weekend. But there is a little bit of me that misses that time, because here, like, you definitely watch it live, but it's over by like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then you got an evening ahead of you.
When it's, I was actually just looking at something on Twitter today, and I saw it, and I think it's just gone. It was the crosses from when you didn't have all the games live, the halftime crosses for a score check.
Oh, yeah.
And the song behind, I'm going to try and quickly find it. If you just keep talking shit for a while.
Well, I'll do my best. But, you know, I distinctly remember going over to mate's house every Friday.
Could I play this down the mic?
I don't know if it'll work. Check in the mic.
Now, some stations taking a replay of that game after this live telecast from the MCG, so if you don't want to spoil it and you don't want to know the halftime score, look away now.
And remember the scores? The scores used to come up, and when the song came off, it meant you could look back. Oh,
genius.
Oh, it was great. And that was, you know, the live, you used to try and avoid live scores as much as you possibly could.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so that you could sit there and be in the moment. It's like when the NBA are saying, if there's a playoff game, I'll record it and shoot home from work early.
Try to avoid it at all costs.
Try and avoid, and you always get on Instagram, and it's like, oh, look at this dunk by LeBron. You're like, oh, Christ, I've done it.
Yeah, I can never get over the people who still, like, hit us up on Facebook and things. So we're covering a game and pumping out content during the game. They're like, ugh, this isn't live on free to air. I was going to watch it.
Yeah,
like, well, don't be on Facebook or Twitter, mate.
Yeah,
get
spoiler
off.
Alert. No, there shouldn't be a spoiler alert. It should always be.
Put your phone down if you don't want to watch something.
Of course.
I can't even remember what games they are, but there have been occasions where, the phone's gone off.
Yeah.
Because.
And you lose out.
I had something like, you have to go to a dinner with a missus or something.
Yeah, and you hide it.
Yeah.
Or you look at your group WhatsApp chat and there's 250 messages in there. And, oh, God, something's happened. What's happened?
Yeah, would you ever, let's say that happened and you knew something had happened in a game, like a big thing. You can't fight that urge, can you? You have to read it.
No, I sit through it. No, I fight the urge.
You fight the urge.
Yeah, I love watching sport. I can't watch replays. I love it live. And if I can pretend it's live in terms, I know I'm talking about a replay. Like, if it's paused at home, I can shut off everything.
I'm interested to see, actually, whether there's been a rise in, like, those mini games. I think KO did a few, but basically condensing the games. Not just to the highlights, but to, like, a 25-minute, half an hour.
Yeah, League Pass do it.
League Pass do it really well. So hopefully that can keep continuing, because those are great for someone who can't. Yeah, I don't have the time anymore to sit down and watch a whole game, but I'd love to watch something a little bit more than the 6 minutes.
Mm.
All right, well, given that we still don't know what the hell's happening, that's probably about us for today.
Yeah, I'm just quickly doing a quick Twitter search. Not a lot there.
Nothing else is broken.
The Blues Fest in Byron Bay has been cancelled.
There you go.
Bugger.
So that's now looking at the fixtures properly.
Buddy won't play round one. There's some footy news.
Buddy won't play round one. That was ever going to happen. Dad bod Buddy.
It's just been confirmed. So there you go.
Is that his new name? Dad bud.
Dad bud. Nah. Old bud. He's good. I just don't reckon we'll get a lot out of him this year.
No, either. Well, might not get a lot out of anyone this year.
Nah, you're right. It might be a good year.
Might be a saving year to take a year off.
All right. I've got to go to a meeting.
Let's do it. Hopefully there's still some money in the account for you, mate. We'll see where you go.
Yeah, Ted's no longer a private school boy. We're going to find him a nice little public one at the end of the street where it's free.
Yeah. Just so take
it. Public schools are free, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he'll be under public school.
Listen to you, mate.
I feel so bad.
Are you a lead school boy? Are public schools
free? No. Like, times have changed. Like,
I'm pretty sure though.
Yeah.
You got to buy uniforms and stuff.
But yeah, no. The school at the end of my street, we're talking about daycare and stuff the other day, and to send them to the school, which was, it costs way more than daycare.
Oh, really?
Yes, I put them back in daycare.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back. At this stage, we're going to be back on Wednesday to do a two-minute warning.
We'll be back Wednesday.
Probably maybe not a two-minute warning, but we'll see.
Back Wednesday, because there's going to be a decision made.
There's going to be something happening, so we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. Leave a rating and leave a review. It's been the Hardball Gets AFL Show with thanks to Mazda. See you next time.